Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let me go to Steve Feldman here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, you're the executive director, Zionist of America, Philadelphia.
Yes, I am the executive director of the Zionist Organization of America, yes.
Okay. And Steve, over the years, you and I have talked. I think the biggest one that I remember, the first occasion, is when you were a journalist covering the so-called true Hebrews, or the black Hebrews, these obnoxious people, and you still see them in downtown Philadelphia, and people are shocked because of how they threaten people,
right,
standing on various corners claiming that they're the true Jews, essentially.
Right.
We first talked then, and over the years, there have been any number of things that have gone on here that you have exposed. And now you sent me this today, and I started to go through it. It's voluminous. Information, the Free Library of Philadelphia, and story hours, and the like. And the things that I came across with this is their reading list. It's with public dollars, Free Library of Philadelphia. All the books and all the information seem to maintain that Israel doesn't exist. The landmass was called Palestine routinely in what I saw.
Well, Dom, the thing that sets this apart from a lot of the stuff that you and I have talked about over the years and that I've investigated is that the stuff that the library is doing is specifically directed at children and young children. It's one thing to have people on the street preaching hatred to adults, but when you have a focused campaign to indoctrinate young people on a false narrative, a hateful narrative, and it comes into their living room or their bedroom on their computer through these story readings and blog posts and recommended library lists and resources. I mean, it's a whole variety of ways that the library is doing this, all with the knowledge and permission and consent of library leadership. It is startling and disturbing, more so than many of the things that I've encountered over the year. A lot of the mm-hmm. anti-Israel, anti-Jewish things I've encountered, this kind of jumps to the head of the line.
Well, I'm going to put up on Twitter, once I go through some of the things, the lowlifes that you've sent me, particularly this one librarian. When you say it's hateful, though, if I said, well, all this is a point of view, and the point of view is the Palestinian, particularly their kids, have been wronged. Israel is a bully nation, kind of like they allude to the police and George Floyd. Is that hateful, mm-hmm. or is that just a point of view, and can't the library have different points of view?
Of course the library can have different points of view, and what you just stated is a point of view. But when people claim or write that Zionism is racism, which nothing could be further from the truth, Zionism is merely the movement for the Jewish people to live in their historic homeland with self-determination and to have a state. That's what Zionism is. Zionism is there's nothing evil or terrible or wrong or racist about Zionism. When a librarian tries to pit quote-unquote black and brown people against Jews, Jews come in all races, all skin tones, from all over the world are Jews, and there's Palestinian Arabs, by the way, who are blonde hair and blue-eyed. But when people promote these hatred, that this librarian shows a map with all of the cities in Israel labeled as Arabic places, it's hate speech. It's indoctrination. It's to demonize the Jewish people. The association between the Jewish people and the land of Israel is undeniable. And when you demonize the Jewish state, the homeland of the Jewish people, you're demonizing Israel. If the library of what was putting out of the books that they were recommended were dealing with facts and an actual history, that's fine. We might object to some of that because it may be stilted,
mm-hmm. Right.
But this is not passed off as that. These are narratives. These are agendas. And when you see some of the activities that staff are involved in, and that they've brought into the workplace, which happens to be a city government agency receiving tax dollars, other dollars, it all becomes extremely problematic.
Well, it is, and it's probably illegal, and people are hearing about it first on this show, and I thank you for that, Steve. But it's not just the state of Israel. Obviously, that's your day job, your purview, but you broaden it out, looking at their Facebook pages and the like. There's the usual left-wing stuff here about gender, about critical race theory. And it seems to me for a long time that the Free Library of Philadelphia, listeners may remember, we have new people, we're on at a different time, how much of an issue I made of this last summer when I found out that the Library Association Union, all the people, not just librarians, but all that staff, they objected to, and they went wild attacking the police because the city of Philadelphia allowed the National Guard to use a vacant library building on Wadsworth Avenue, was shut because of the pandemic, when they were there guarding black and brown businesses, essentially, about 100 of them or so, and it was hot like today. They have weapons that they can't put down just to go to the bathroom or whatever, and they cooled off a little bit. The head of the library union went wild over this. So this is it's not surprising what's going on here. So what are you guys planning to do about it, do you think?
We are looking into it. Obviously, we have problems with some of these materials that are there. There needs to be balance. First of all, there needs to be balance. Second of all, why is the library targeting young kids? Some of these materials and some of these activities are really geared to extremely young kids. Why? Why do right. young kids have to be told about these complex geopolitical situations at 3, 4, 5 years old? There can only be one purpose, and that's to indoctrinate them. So why are they targeting kids? Why isn't there balance? We could find nothing that explains what Zionism is, that explains what Israel is, that explains the history, that explains the Zionism movement, that explains Israel's connection to the United States, a strong, mutually beneficial bond. We could find nothing of that. There is no balance. So first of all, some of these narratives that claim that Jews are committing genocide and apartheid, these false claims, they don't belong up there. The library is supposed to be an educational institution first and foremost, so they're miseducating. And second of all, there needs to be balance, and there needs to be a better system of checking what materials library staff puts up on the library's pages, whether it's the official homepage or official branch pages on Facebook. We're not looking to, you know, we're not a book banning organization, we're not a censorship organization, but there needs to be balance, and you know, libraries have fiction departments, right? Some of this stuff belongs in the fiction department, not in the fact department, not in the history department.
Give me the flavor, Steve Feldman, of the gender. Do you remember that? I mean, you sent me, it's quite a lot of material today I was looking at. But the objection along these gender lines, what are they trying to indoctrinate?
Well, I mean, that is not ZOA's issue, but it is part and parcel of an effort to expose children to, you know, again, you're talking about young children about issues that, in my personal opinion, I don't know if very young children need to be dealing with those issues at such a young age. It seems to be that it's something that a parent or a family should be discussing, not a city agency necessarily promoting one way or the other. But that's not ZOA's main issue. That's not our focus. It just is part and parcel to a campaign by the library to put these issues in front of young kids and why. Many issues and why. And again, it's not to judge whether one side of the issue or the other side of the issue. It's why are the libraries and this library system dealing with that? That's all.
Right. And I remember the one book, Steve. What they do is they have a librarian reading the storybook, and everybody thinks this poor Palestinian child. Okay, there's Palestinian children that are suffering, but it's at least a complex issue, if not an issue mainly of the terrorist groups that are causing that suffering. But that's not where the Library of Philadelphia goes to a person. They go directly, this is about Israel. That's what's causing this. So they take this innocent child, this nice storybook, and they marry it to these intense geopolitical questions.
That's exactly right. You know, every Israeli age 16 or under who lives in the southern part of the country is suffering from PTSD because their entire lives, that part of Israel has been bombarded by rockets. Air raid sirens go. It's a red alert, and they have 15 seconds to get into missile shelters. I mean, their entire lives. Nobody knows when they're coming, and they come pretty frequently. So there's no story about what it's like to be a young Israeli and live with missiles. That's not in the library's picture. They don't deal with that. They don't present that. It's this one-sided, biased, false narrative, and that is the problem. There needs to be if they're going to go there, there needs to be balance. I don't think they should be going there with young kids, frankly. Adults is, you know, a different story, obviously. But if they're going to go there, there needs to be balance, and there is a complete absence of balance.
Absolutely. To be continued. Thank you, Steve. Thanks for that information, and we'll follow up on it.
Thank you so much. Be well, Dom.
All right, Steve Feldman, Executive Director, Zionists of America. Okay, and he's right. This is the Free Library of Philadelphia. They've gotten a response that was non... Well, we'll see what they do when the pressure's turned up a little bit. They won't come on, I realize that. But I, before the show, had limited time, but I looked at it for like 15 or 20 minutes material, and it's startling what they're doing. Again, this delegitimizing Israel to young kids.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.